I'm Joe Wood, and I believe.
Aztec, New Mexico, 1948. An incident sometimes known as the Other Roswell occurs. Reports that a UFO crashed in the area begin to circulate. A story appearing in Variety magazine a year later attracts national attention. It was written by well-known author Frank Scully, who later included it in his book, Behind the Flying Saucers. At the time, most ufologists discount the story, but by the 1970s, it gains credibility after first-hand reports emerge describing material from the crashed vehicle. Witnesses say it was impervious to all heat. Some claim 3 to 4 foot humanoid bodies of apparent crew members were found nearby. Reports add that the U.S. military stored the recovered bodies and debris in Hangar 18 at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Welcome to Alien Nation, the show about extraterrestrials and UFOs, asking the question, are we alone? In Alien Nation, I talk to other Earthlings about their otherworldly encounters, and we love hearing your stories, so please get in touch. I'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. My guest today is an experiencer who has reached out to us with an incredible story. Welcome to Alien Nation, Annette Williamson. Annette, thank you so much for coming all that way to see me
today. Oh, you're very, very welcome.
And when I got your email, it was like, oh my God, this is great. And I read it and I thought, how fantastic. What a great story.
I know.
Let's start at the beginning then, and you explain to the listeners what happened to you.
Right, so I met Zoe about 7-8 years ago. She's a friend that we're both dyslexic and we hit it off. I wouldn't say a close friend, but she's a friend. And she asked me if I'd do a couple of dyslexic talks with her about 5-6 years ago. That's how we made sort of contact through there as well. But then, you know, things happen and you drift apart. So I hadn't really spoken to her for about, it was probably near on a couple of years, apart from a few maybe conversations. And then one morning, I woke up on, I went onto Facebook and she'd put, I was just flipping through it. And on her Facebook, there was a picture of a little being with a big head and a little small body. And it just said, humans, are you ready? And I thought, that really is nothing. That's not her. It's not what sort of thing that Zoe, it's not her subject. Anyway, we'd never discussed that with her. Anyway, in the morning, I phoned Zoe and I said, oh, you know, what's going on? Seeing you've got a picture. You know, what's that about? And she said, you know, my alien family turned up this weekend. And I just remember thinking, wow. And I totally believed her. There was no, oh, she's, you know, I believed her. It's not her. Why would she, you know, it was not something you'd make up. So I said, oh, can I come and see you later on? And she went, yeah, that's fine. So I got round there about 6 o'clock and we were sitting in her front room having a little herbal tea. And she was telling me how the beings had come. And she said that
actually sees them.
Yeah, they turned up, she said, on the Saturday. She said she had been in the hallway. She felt a presence and she turned around, but there was nothing there. And she said she went down. She lives in a townhouse. She went down to the ground floor where the cats were and she was making some tea. And she said, I felt the same presence. And she said, but I turned around and standing in the hallway was three little beings. And she said, I was so scared, I literally froze. And they spoke telepathically to her and they said, don't be scared, you know, calm down, don't be scared. Go into the front room and draw us, because she's an artist as well as being dyslexic. So she's always got pads around the house for inspiration. And so she's drawn this little sketch and she said, they've been talking to me all weekend. And I was like, oh my gosh, anyway, I definitely want to come round. So I went round to her house, we were sitting down. She was telling me the story of how they had come and then she froze and only moving her eyes, she just said to me, they're over there. And I looked over, I couldn't see anything and I was like, oh, I can't see anything. She said, they want to speak to you. And I went, okay. And I still really didn't understand what I was speaking to. And the first thing they said to me was, haven't you had enough yet? And I remember thinking,
what do they mean by that?
Well, I know now, but at the time I thought they were talking about my dating habits because I'd just gone online. No, seriously, because I didn't know what I was speaking to. And they said, Emma, you had enough yet. And I was going to say, what are they talking about? I said, are they talking about me going online? I mean, what are they talking about? And anyway, and then after that, they said, they dropped that. And then they said, and this is all via, Zoe's seeing them directly in front of her. And she's telling me what they're saying to her and asking me.
So are these the little greys, you know, with the big eyes? Are those?
They didn't have any face features.
They don't have any face features?
They didn't have any face features. But I can explain to you about that in a minute, because they went on to explain all the other beings that are around, alien beings. They explained that to us and explained how that works and what's coming. It was deep. But the first conversation with them was an hour. And they asked us what do you human? And they used to call us you humans. They didn't, when they spoke in English, it was really funny because it was like broken English. So they kind of say, they would say, they wouldn't say a full sentence. They would say, what do you humans, even if they're talking just one of us, they would still say humans, think, what do you humans think happens when this happens? Or what do you think will happen if that happens? It was a two-way conversation constantly. It wasn't just...
Asking the question. They were asking.
They were asking us what we felt about things. But I know now they were waking us up. But it was a slow introduction.
Yeah, I suppose when you ask the question, it makes you think and answer in a.
Well, you grow
in an open way. Yeah, you have to think about. Oh my gosh, what do I think?
Yeah. I mean, when they said, "What do you think happens when you pick a flower?" I think we were talking about compost. I literally remember sort of thinking, well, it dies and then it goes to compost. And they just went, no. And they said, nothing dies. Energy cannot die. It can only change form. And at the time, I still didn't understand that, but I was in so shock. I mean, they said there are many dimensions happening at the same time. It's just that you humans only see a very small amount, and that's for a purpose.
What is that purpose then? Is it to sort of... keep us from not asking too many questions?
It's not. It's from at the end of the 3 months that we're here, and since I've grown since then, I know what it's for. Because we are all but energy. We are all but energy. Everything's energy.
Yeah.
And they said we're all connected. And so this is how they explained, because they said there's no such thing as time. So... what you've just said is quite relevant to that, because they said there's no such thing as time. The only truth there is what you see with your first eye in the now, what's happening right now. What's gone has gone, and what's to come is to come. And and it's just a multi-dimension. So the only truth is what's happening right now.
Doesn't matter about the past. It doesn't matter about the future. We haven't.
No.
That's gone and that hasn't come yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I once met a mystic master, Sadhguru, and he said exactly the same thing. And he believed in aliens and he would go into deep meditation and he would say that. And when I told him that I had my fortune told, he said, what for, Joe?
Yeah, you don't.
It doesn't matter. You only have now.
Exactly now.
Yeah.
And that was quite... Oh, there was so much to be truthful. I mean, that first hour-long conversation was an hour. And I can remember driving home, literally, like someone had just knocked me. I'd been in a car crash.
Yeah, I bet that's such a lot to take in.
Oh, well, I got home. And by the time I'd got home, Zoe had already started sending me text messages saying that the beings were still with me and they were asking me this. I mean, it came. And when it came full on. So that there was, it seemed to be... For 3 months straight, it was conversations. I could ring Zoe up and say, oh, hi, you know, what's happening today? Did you see the beings last night? Or have they come today? And she'd say, oh, no, they haven't been around. And then we could be talking and she'd say, oh, they're here. And they would come in on the consciousness and just come in. Because there's, it makes me laugh now because I look back and I see some of the reports in like 56 years ago when it was quite a negative view of aliens, but they've always been here. But what they try to say to us is that there is no separation about good or bad experiences. It's all personal perception. And they basically said it's all an illusion. And it's like Earth is like a theme park for the soul.
It's a real matrix, isn't it?
I can tell you're feeling it. Yeah. Oh, you know.
Yeah, it's a Matrix.
Yeah, it is a Matrix.
Yeah,
and
it's
like
crazy.
The Matrix. And what's the other show?
It gives
show?
You a different. Once you realise that, I think you make it will make you have a different way of living, won't it? Make
oh, totally.
You only want to be happy. You just want to enjoy the life. You want to enjoy the present. That's it.
That's yeah. all there is.
That's all there is.
Because
yeah.
you create it, your own in self. It's, yeah. It's like we're all walking around in our own dimensions, if you like, realities, perceptions of this illusion. Yeah. And like some of us cross over. So I've crossed over with you now and we've crossed over with there. And other people might listen to it and they'll think, oh
yeah, get that, it.
Yeah,
I get it.
I get it. Yeah. And it, you know, they did say that. They said there is no truth. It's like they said life is like a spider web. A giant spider web with just layers of consciousness. And they said that is all there is. And then you live this very short period of time and you enjoy this theme park, the good rides, the bad rides, the sad rides, the happy rides. And some yeah. people will walk from one theme park to the other and not experience anything apart from walking through the theme park. But yeah. that's their choice for their soul.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think I thought was really important is we had a couple of meetings after the beings had been around. First, after the initial first hour's conversation, that's when it started, and that was on the 17th of October. Until the end of January 2018, it was non-stop. I don't know how I held it together.
So you've done hundreds of drawings.
I've done over 30. Oh, it seems like hundreds.
So, and you've written all sorts of things down. I mean, the drawings are great. I'm looking at them now. And I love this one,
Oxytocin.
Oxytocin. And this is lovely little drawings. It looks like
that
DNA.
That is actually the love hormone. That's the picture of the love hormone. That's what yeah. it looks like. And this is the DNA of it, it's a honeybee structure.
Yeah.
Which I thought, oh, that's interesting.
That is really interesting.
People are always talking about bees and then, well, especially in ancient, well, there is no history, but in that dimension when they were talking, because basically they said there is no history because it's all happening now. Yeah. And they said that if you wanted to go to the time of Atlantis, you can, because it's still there and it's still happening. It's just that you in this 3D world that you're in now can't see it. But because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. There are so many dimensions happening in the now.
Gosh.
And they said when you close your eyes, when you daydream, when you deep sleep dream, it's all your consciousness energy coming up to the surface, telling you what to do. Saying, well, this is what you've got. You can either do this or you can do this. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it can get deep because obviously there's some not very nice things going on in the world. Yeah. So yeah. it can get kind of deep. I don't think we need to talk about that now. We can maybe
let's keep this one
keep
up.
Keep it light. So this picture you're looking at now
yeah.
is a conversation regarding oxytocin yeah. because they talk about elements, they talk about proteins, they talk about all things that being, you know, they said you humans have got everything you need on this planet.
Yeah.
So there's nothing. If you choose to do this or you choose to do that, that's fine. But this one was about what's to come.
Yeah.
Because effectively, we are all connected to aliens, and it's an illusion, but it's an illusion where it's a multi-quantum illusion. So a lot, but what's going to happen is more people are going to have contact with aliens, and they're going to be nice aliens. They're going to show love, and they're going to guide us.
Well, there's this whole thing about a shift at the moment.
Well, that's happening. That's yeah. what they told me. That's yeah. the first words they said to me. They said, we asked them why they'd turned up, and they said they'd come to humans all through billions of years in different forms. And they said, it's to give you what you forget when you're here. And you always forget. And they said they've come in various shapes. And, you know, they've said they've come in aliens. They've come as angels. They've come as spirits. It's all the same source.
Yeah.
And it's just to remind us. It's like the Truman Show. It really is like the Truman Show. Because yeah. I remember when it was sitting down, I was thinking, oh, I've watched the Truman Show. And what you're saying to me is kind of like that. But yeah. that doesn't surprise me now, because all the artists, all the directors, all the big filmmakers, all the people that are already arty and have tapped into that kind of, you know, that space, are going to be telling the stories of what they want us to do in the future. So you're going to see a big boom of spiritual movies. People are going to be talking about, lots more people talking about aliens experiences. Yeah. Because we have to get from where we are now to a time
when we all love each
yeah.
other.
Yeah, so we've got to get there. Yeah. So there's not going to be any World War III. And I've always said that. I said, our children, our grandchildren are going to be so much more spiritually linked than us, to do with aliens as well, because my granddaughter, who's six, Tennessee, she plays she's got a school playground song, which is something like, you know, it's a clappy song, and it's like going to Mexico on a UFO. And I couldn't believe it when I was hearing her sing this last, it was only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, when my grandson, Otis, he is obsessed about UFOs and aliens. And my daughter goes, he's five, and she goes, he gets that from you, Mum. And, you know, the other day he made me a UFO out of sellotape and paper plates and everything. And he gave it to me and said, Granny, I've made this for you.
But you know what they said about souls? Souls choose their parents.
Oh, they do?
The energy chooses the energy. It wants to come and experience this illusion with.
Yeah.
They choose it beforehand. And so he knows.
Yeah, he just knows. I haven't sat there and said, this is all about this. But he's totally obsessed with aliens and UFOs. And my granddaughter, Maggie, she would sit down with me and meditate. Granny, you're going to meditate now? You know, yeah, sure.
I think it's brilliant.
So it's great, isn't it?
And they said that. They said the DNA goes in flows. And there is the other side of it is with the abductions and things like that, because mine was a mixture of all. I spoke to them. I also had three very surreal dreams where I woke up and I was violently sick, literally, like I felt like I'd just been dropped from the sky. And I had something put in my shoulder, which still vibrates today.
Oh, really?
I've still got a scar there, as well as the other stuff, which was talking to them. So I had...
I had it all.
Yeah, I had it all.
Oh, my God.
And
how
it was
interesting.
Quite hard to get my head around it. I mean, you can see me now. I'm still a bit... But
no, I think it's great. I mean, I've been obsessed since I was a young kid about what's out there, you know. And I remember walking to school. In fact, I just thought about this today. Walking to school and looking behind me because I could have sworn that somebody was behind me.
Well,
like
you're
that.
Feeling other dimensions. Yeah. That's what, when they talked about dimension, it was like a penny dropping. I was like, oh, of course, because they were sort of saying, you know, if you want to go to these places when you pass and go, you can, because they're still there. If you choose to experience a life at that point, then you can still go there. It hasn't gone. It's still there.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if I want to go back and be the Egyptian princess that I feel I was, and I was told by somebody I was, I can do it.
Yeah. We've all lived in that. We've all, our souls, our energy have all experienced that dimension, because it was a time that we see now as matter. We've got buildings, so we see the matter. But when I see people going to Egypt and looking around the pyramids, I always kind of throw them, because they'll say, well, this is what it looked like in the past. And I said, well, is it the past? Or is it our future?
Yeah.
How do you know
how
what you're looking
know?
At? We're just seeing it, what it looks like now.
Yeah.
But is this the future or is this the past?
So what's this drawing then?
Right, so that's the man and the lady. So that was about when I found out that... the earth has no shape. So they said the earth has... Well, we had a little gathering with just like some really close friends and people. I told some of my friends and Zoe told some of her friends of what happened. And we said, we'll have a little meeting. And Zoe said, I'll ask the beings if they come. And they said, yeah, we'll come. So they came and they said they would interact with other people at the meeting. And there was only about five or six of us. My friend's mum came, my sister, I think, came, and a couple of other guys I seen. Anyway, one of my old juniors, he came and he asked if Zoe said, you know, this, we were sharing what we're more or less talking about now, like spirit, the soul and energy and dimensions and basically lighten up, just enjoy life. And then one of the friends, Michael, said, I have a question. He said, is the earth round or flat?
Oh.
And they came back with, the earth isn't round or flat. If you look up, it will keep going. And if you look down, it will keep going. And that's all they said. But me and Mark was like, wow, oh my gosh. Yeah, we really get that, you know. And then other things that they said, I kind of understood it, because they were sort of saying that the sun and the moon may look like certain shapes, but they're no fixed shape. They're just energy that sail around different dimensions, and we perceive it as that.
Oh,
but they're here to help with the growing and the healing. And And they said there's no other planets. They said it's an illusion. So effectively...
It's an illusion. What, all those billions of planets out there is an illusion.
Yeah. They said it's your consciousness. They said if somebody's consciousness is to find another planet, it will go on eternity. And so really what they were saying in a nutshell, if you want the sort of spiritual side of it, is forget about it. Don't keep looking for other planets. The more planets you look for, the more you're going to find, because it's someone's contract. And that's their reality, and we're all buying into it. So they more or less said, if you need to bring it back home, you know, back onto, you've been given everything here, you've just forgotten. You yep. forget.
I mean, I'm always saying, gosh, what aliens live out here? But I saw a documentary not long ago about how the whole world's universe started, and it started with the consciousness.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
They said, human, you are part of it. You're not a separate. They said humans, aliens, animals, fossils. They used to, in fact, they said it, they didn't say humans at the beginning. Humans would always be at the end of the list. They'd start off with, they'd say something like animals, plants, fossils. And then they'd say dinosaurs. And then we would always be at the end, because I used to sort of have the joke with them in the end, because I was thinking, gosh.
Yeah, leave us to the end.
Yeah. We get there in a minute, you know, and then it would be humans, and then they would say other beings, and they'd say it's all oneness, all one energy, just in different forms. And then they said so much. There was
gosh,
much.
I think that's amazing. How interesting. Gosh, how fabulous. Oh, why didn't they come and see me?
They're with you. Why can you say that? Because
I want to talk to them.
Well, you don't know what's coming.
No, I don't know.
I haven't got the same contact as I had where I had Zoe sitting there telling me word for mouth, they're sitting here telling you this. But during that time, it was such an intense 3 months, and there was so much happening that when they actually left and the energy sort of left me, it took 2 years to leave me totally.
Really?
Because of the impact of it. I cried when they left.
Really?
Because when they were with me, I felt so safe. I haven't had the grace. I mean, I haven't been very good with choosing men and things like that. I'm a bit of woohoo, let's go with it, sort of like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I've had a great time. And considering my mum and dad are quite middle class, and there was all sort of expectations of what we were meant to be like, I went off and went that way. I was up London partying every day of the week and doing my thing when I was younger. So... oh, I've lost my talk pattern now. It's gone. Sorry,
Don't worry. So this one here, carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen.
That's what they said.
That one.
Yeah, that is the building blocks, they said, of all, everything. Because we kept calling them the three beings. And then they, after, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks or something, we had this conversation about, they said, you know, everything's made up from the same compound, which is carbon. Da, da, da. And they said, just call us Tron. And so they called themselves Tron and we called them Tron. And I started drawing pictures, and it was all, you know, to do with, because especially
carbon,
with nature,
hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. Yeah.
That's what they said. Just, that's what the building blocks of everything is. They said, just
so
call us that.
Oh.
We asked them if they were God. We said to them, are you God?
Yeah.
I asked them and Zoe asked them at separate times and together. And they said, there is no one divine being. There is only a collective connectedness, oneness of energy.
Oh.
That's it. That's all they said.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And how you interpret that. But what was the other thing I wanted to tell you to do with self-healing? Oh, yeah, it's the pineal gland. So they said,
the pineal gland, yeah.
Yeah, they said, so if you can visualize, literally, so I said, if you can visualize when you're in bed, just going through your pineal gland is here, here at the base of your neck. So if you visualize, like, I mean, I used to like visualize a little dot. That's me. I am the dot now. And I visualize it going into my pineal gland and then down into my body, because I've had spinal surgeries and I've had hip operations. I've had a whole heap of stuff done. So when it's sore, I can visualize going through my pineal gland into my body, and I literally can rub the soreness from the inside, you know, visualizing it from the inside, rubbing it, and it goes, completely goes.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
I don't. And the other thing I remember them talking about is they talked about protein, and they talked about atoms. Oh, there's so much.
Yeah, you said something about Vitamin A and seaweed.
Oh yeah, good for the cataracts.
Oh, good.
For they the said, yeah, they said if you humans have eye problems, eat seaweed, and because it's vitamin A, and because they were big on rainwater. All they kept saying is rainwater's the best for humans. I know you. They actually said I questioned them. Literally, when they said rainwater, when I think about it now, I just think, I can't believe I said, hang on a minute. They said rainwater is the best for humans. And I said, well, hang on a minute. What about all the pollution and all the crap that's in our atmosphere?
Coming straight down from the clouds.
Yeah. They said, forget that. Rainwater is the best for humans. And that's it. So Zoe and I started drinking rainwater. They said, you only need small amounts. And I told you, it's probably detox. No, the next day, seriously, I told my friend, she said, oh, maybe we should bottle it.
Yeah, exactly. The detox water.
I went, no, you're not getting it. I think it's for everybody. But they said rainwater in smaller amounts is very good for the body. They said it will detox your body out. They said rainwater, vitamin A for your eyes, for cataracts. But to be truthful, I know what's happening. What we're going to find is within three generations, we're all going to be much more aware and ready to self-heal because there's not going to be any money in the future. I'm sorry to tell people, but they did say there's going to be a time coming where it's love and sharing. And there's going to be a choice. So it might be, because I've tried to discuss it with my friends and I'm going, you know, I didn't ask them specifically how it's going to pan out because they had said it's everybody's in their own reality. So it's like a little, it's like we're all hooked up to this one main source. And then the main source has got the idea. It says, right, this is what we're going to do. Bang. And it just goes like this through the rest. And we all have the same ideas together. And this is why people invent things from one side of the world to the other side of the world without even talking to each other.
Yeah.
Because it's in the consciousness.
It's in the consciousness.
It goes
definitely out
in the consciousness and then it filters into all of us. And we interpretate it as we take it in our current lives as we are now. Yeah. But it's changing because they said you're having a choice coming that you don't have now.
Oh, I wonder what that is.
I don't know what it is. But I know it's not going to be the end of the world, so that's good.
That is good.
And I know it's all good things coming because we've got to get from this point now to this point in reality where our grandchildren will have. They said to me personally, your children's children's children will have a different reality from you and you'll see the start of it by the end of your lifetime.
Good. I'm glad. I don't want to leave this conscious
good things.
Where I am.
No, it's good things coming.
I want to be happy.
And they're smart, these new ones. They're not having it while we had it. They're asking questions because DNA-wise, they've been upgraded, if you like star beings. Because there is element there. I can't, even though I'm talking spirituality, it ties in with the aliens because the aliens are the spirituality and they've been tapping us for billions of years.
So now they're stepping it up, aren't they?
Big time. Well, they want to walk with us. They said in the future they will walk with us.
Yeah, oh, that's good. I'm pleased. I'm really pleased about that.
So, can you imagine?
Because, you know, I get so upset sometimes when I look at what's going on in the world and
I think,
it's
not going to happen. No.
But now I know.
It's not going to happen. It's like we've all experienced for about the last 10,000 years this masculine energy of war and you know.
Hate war, me.
Yeah, and so do I. And violence. But it's been what the souls have wanted to experience. And they said, well, it's not now. It's finished. That's been it. Now we're all going to experience love. And that's what's coming. So it's going to be, when they left at the end of January, they said they were leaving to go and visit other humans for this consciousness shift.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And everybody is so aware of this shift.
It's unbelievable. It's happened in like 2 years. I went from not hearing anything about the words consciousness shift. And then after they left, it was everywhere.
I hear it all the time.
I couldn't believe it. I was thinking, gosh.
So you've written lots of things here. And one of them is 21st of October, from the beings, humans will never be able to end the world. They don't have the power.
Full stop.
I love that.
It was true.
I love that.
And if you look at any occurrences over the, you know, I call it post-war two, Second World War, because there were all the, seems to be from what I've read, all alien contact was a bit like hooks and knuckles and, you know, lots of noises and not very nice things going on. But as a human race, we had just come out of war and we were all, you see what I mean? It's sort of above, below. What we're experiencing in our normal life with war, then we have not very nice alien experiences above. But as we change our consciousness shift to more loving like we are, all going to be loving.
And now people will be less afraid.
But there is no war. I mean, if people had no fear, then would be no point to argue, because most people argue and shout and scream because of fear of something.
Yeah.
So if they had no fear of anything, I mean, if we all walked around, I wish I could just have my experience and just give it to everybody and just say, look, we're just sorted. And then, yeah, you know, we're all walking around thinking, well, there's no death, so I don't, you know, I don't, there's nothing to be fear of there.
Yeah, you see, but you see, there's this whole thing about they want, I don't know who wants, maybe governments. It's fear, is control. And if the government can instill fear into us, then they have control over us. Fear of terrorism, fear of death, you know. And if we don't have to worry about death because we're only just losing our flesh and blood, we're still here, then...
It's gone.
That
the control,
fear,
it's
yeah,
gone.
The control is
you
gone.
You can see how it will work. I can actually see how it will. The system will. I mean,
will change.
Yeah. Medicine. There'll be no medicine. We'll go back to the roots.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to go to the doctors myself, and
no,
I. You know,
don't.
I go to homeopathics. I'm. Changed my diet. Right now, I'm on a celery.
Oh,
detox.
Very good celery, yeah. Get some rainwater.
And some rain. Tonight is going to
rain. I've got
rain.
Loads, yeah. Just put it, I mean, I literally go out, I get loads of saucepans, literally.
Yeah.
Just put them outside in my garden, away from trees as much as I can. And then, I mean, at the beginning, I used to literally just drink it back, literally from my head. Because when I thought, well, the aliens have told me that rainwater is the best for me, there's nothing above that that's going to tell me otherwise. And
right.
I know that animals drink rainwater and they don't fall over and die, do they? When
no.
they so
beings just shared, there is no real truth. What's that mean?
Well, that's when they said there is no real truth. It's only what you get with the first eye. It's a personal perception.
Yes, I see. Yes,
yeah?
I see. Okay, and one more. Every thought from our mind comes from an action that has already been done or told.
Yeah, that was a bit of a head mess. Mm. If you really think about what they're telling you there.
Every thought from our minds comes from an action. Yeah, you see, our minds are so powerful.
That's already come or to be told. So
yeah.
We've lived the cycles. It's energy. It's just what it really is.
It's just all boils down to the energy.
Yeah. And there's lots of things coming. So if I was to sum it up, I'd say there's lots of alien experiences coming. They're going to be much more full of love. They've said they want that other beings want to help humans. They're here to help humans. So I know that's coming.
Mm.
There's going to be a choice at some point in our future in three generations. So really our grandchildren's time and then their great-grandchildren's time. They'll have a choice. I didn't ask what that was, but
gosh,
I know it's good.
Yeah.
And I can see it happening. I can see people taking, I mean, people, I've had a lot of medical stuff done to me when I was younger through pain and whatever. But since I have self-healed. I can literally self-healed. But I don't suffer pain anymore in my spine. But it's only because I've put myself into a place in my mind where I think, I know it's all an illusion. And they, you know, there was lots of evidence of that.
Yeah, so that ankle pain that I get, it's an
illusion. Send love to it.
Okay, I will.
It's normally to send you a message of some sort, because it's your body telling you to do something or stop doing something.
Yeah, I don't know what.
You need to send it some love.
I'm going to send it definitely
just,
some love
just
from
send,
my pineal gland.
Yeah, just send it some love. Yeah. And the other thing they made sure that I got is they said, all this is illusion. Just keep grounded. Enjoy your day. You know, don't take anything too seriously. Because when you go to sleep, we check into the beings, they talk to us and tell us what we've got to do, and then we check out, and the next day we wake up and do it all again.
Gosh, Annette, I love talking to you so much. It was great. Thank you so much for coming all the way.
Oh, you're so welcome.
That's our show for today. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please rate us on whatever platform you get your podcast from. It helps people like you find us. Today's show was produced by Mike Hansen for Pod People Productions. Associate producer Colette Cooper, and recorded at Hackenbacker Studios by Alex Fielding. Theme music by Mike Hansen and Jamie Allen. Special thanks to Nigel Heath and our narrator, Mike Hansen Sr. If you want to share your stories, we'd love to hear from you. Just email info@podpeopleproductions.co.uk, subject matter Alien Nation. Beam me up next time. I'm Jo Wood. And I believe.